for his friends. This year should be a special schus. Therefore, as Maris Hannah Miriam Baschana, the schus of Yitzchak ben Chana, Chaim Meir ben Rivka, Bracha Vatzal Bachom Asayada, Rivka Esther Vatzalio Peretz, Bracha Vatzal Bachom Asayada, and Esther Bela Bas Rustvara, Bracha Vatzlacha Bachom Asayada. We're going to be learning the Inyan of being Maskir Shem of Adizara, based on the Likutei Sichus. This is Chelek Chof Gimel in the first Shmuz and Parashas Balak. It says in Sanhedrin Pe Gimel Samchim Lamed Beis that from the pasuk of Hashem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru, we learn that a person is not allowed to mention the name of Avodah Zarah. Shlayomar Adam Lachavero Shmor Li Betzad Akum Plonis. You shouldn't say to your friend, I want you to wait for me by this Avodah Zarah. I want you to wait for me by this church, by this statue, whatever the Avodah Zarah is. And later on in the Gemara it says that Kol Akum Amuskeres Betorah Amudir Lahaskir Shema. Any Avodah Zarah which is said in the Torah, you are allowed to say the name of this Avodah Zarah. And this is brought by the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Aleph. So we have a din that you're not allowed to say, wait for me by Avodah Zarah Plonis. And we have a din that if the Avodah Zarah is mentioned in the Torah, you're allowed to say it. Now we find, the Torah mentions in our parasha Baal Peor, and from this Hazkara, we can learn a Yisod in the Geder of this Iser. First, we have to know the kash of the Balei Atosus on the pasuk in Parshas Bishalach, Dabrel, Bnei Yisrael, etc. V'yachanu lifnei Baal Tzfon. Frek Tosfos that they should camp in front of Baal Tzfon, which is Avodah Zarah. Hechom v'lo shiachanu aliyam lifnei Baal Tzfon. V'amrinan asolodem lomer lechaber hanfli b'tzad Avodah Zarah plonis. As Tosfos, I don't understand. How does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say that they should camp? He's telling Moshe to tell the Jews they should camp lifnei Baal Tzfon. You're not allowed to say, use the Avodah Zarah as some sort of hallmark. Is not the word. The word isn't hallmark, but there's a word that I can't find right now. But you're not allowed to use it as a landmark. That's the word. Landmark, hallmark. Send a landmark card to your mother on Mother's Day. So you're not allowed to use it as a landmark. So how can they say, oh, God says to Moses, tell the Jewish people to camp lifnei Baal Tzfon? The Das Kenim of Balei Atosus Eren Frit Lefi Darko B'Derech Hagada, that the Isra Hazkaras of Avodah Zarah is Noig Dafke La Adam V'Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Kash of the Balei Atosus and the Teretz. Teretz is that it's Dafke La Adam it's Aser, and not LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zokt the Rebbe Zetzal Vaslachor is Tamua Chayiv Adam Lomer B'Loshen Rabbo V'Achronim Fregin. Apparently this is wondrous, as the Achronim ask, or Sameach Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perakei Alach Yer Aleph Agos Rebichum Fishel Perla. Their din is Doch as Hashem Avodah Zarah Kosev B'Torah is Mutter Lahazkir Oichan Adam Kanal. That we have in our Gemara, that Avodah Zarah that's mentioned in the Torah, there's no Isser to mention it. So what's the problem? What's the Kasha? The Kasha doesn't start. Your Teretz is, it's fine for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not for an Adam. But the Kasha doesn't start. You're allowed to mention Avodah Zarahs that are written in the Torah. So how could they have forgotten this open Gemara? Not only that, it's in the same sugya. In the same sugya of Hamtenli, Shmorli, Bitsara, Bazara, Plonis, you have the din of Kolakamomus Keres, Bitara, Mutter, Lahaskir, Shema. So they're saying, oh, how does he say, wait, go to Baal Tzfon? You're not allowed to say, use Anavodazara as a landmark. But in that very same sugya, it says that if the Avodah Zarah is mentioned in the Torah, you're allowed to. So it could be that it's talui if the heter of Avodah Zarah muskaras b'Torah is a sibur or a simen. If the askar in the Torah is what's motzi at meisuro, and only afterwards it became heter, so then we can ask how Kadosh Baruch Hu mentions it, because it was only written in the Torah afterwards. If the Torah is the siba to be matir, it was only mutter afterwards. But if that was mentioned, the Torah is a simen, then meikara was an aser, so is mefurish in the Urayim, and so too yaros tavash chelik beis drush beis b'shem azohar. So it's hard to understand the kash of Tosis. This avodah zarah is mentioned in the Torah. Simen that it's Beseder Gomer, you're allowed to say it. So what's the kasha? Muzmen mechalik zayin and zogin. So we have to be mechalik and say. As loy tebali toisvis is das. Vos mutter lahazkir shema vodazara akos of bitora. Is das dafka ven das is stama hazkara. On a tzorech. Aber a hazkara li tzorech. Vi hamten li bitzad av adazara plonis. Vos dermit is noisein bo mamoshus. Is osara filu bayin avodazara haksuva b'torah. That it says that what's mentioned in the Torah, there's no isra to mention it, is stam if you mention it. That you're allowed to mention. That's only without a tzorech, without a chashivas. But a haskara litzorech, when you give it mamoshus, when you give it chashivas, there's an isra. So when you say hamtein levitzad of a zara plonis, that's giving it chashivas. To be maskir stam, that you're allowed to if it's mentioned in the Torah, but to be maskir ba'oifen that you give it chashivas, that is aser, even if it's mentioned in the Torah. And now we can add Biklalos Geder Iser of Askaras Avodah Zarah by first asking the teretz of the Balei HaTosfos that Klapei Shmaya Leka Iser. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Iser, that was their teretz. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was allowed to say, wait by Baal Tzfon. Because for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Iser. And according to what we're saying, that means even if you give it chashivas. But b'svaras ha'igayon, logically, l'ch'oira, there's no reason for this. Mali Adam, Mali HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mali Adam, Mali HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're giving it chashivas, you're giving it chashivas. Adarabba, the dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it more chashivas than the dibur of a person. Dibur shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu chashiv maisa, like we find. Ube'emes, it's also difficult, the ikar teretz to the Balei HaTosfos. Because it says in Shmos Rabba, Parsha Lamed, Mashu osu omer li Yisrael asas felishmar. What he does, he tells us to do. So how can you say, oh, for Hashem it's a mutter, for us it's aser. Same rules apply, kiviyach. Akarach, we have to say that it doesn't mean that the Isser was Nigzar only on a Hediot and not like a Voa, but the Omek Kavanis Balei HaTosfos is to define the reason of the Halacha and the essence in a new way. And from this will emerge and branch out that Klapei Shmaya, there is no Isser of Los Askiru, because the Tam and the Geder of the Isser doesn't apply. What's the explanation? So, the Urayim, Simen Ayin Hey, and the Urayim Hashem is the Simen Reish Mem Hey, explains that that Avodah Zarah that's mentioned, the Torah, you're allowed to mention the name, since HaTorah's Kiras, the time of us, Avodah's Kochah Maksuvah Torah Motel Hanskir Shema, Kevin HaTorah's Kira Vadin is Batla, Ube Melez Nishkin Tam for Vos, Mizol Nish Torin, Dermanin, Ir Namen. The reason that Avodah Zarah that's mentioned, the Torah you're allowed to mention, then you're allowed to say the name, because since the Torah mentioned it, it definitely became batal. And therefore there's no reason to Aser Askaras Hashem, because it's not a shame of Avodah Zarah, because it was already batal min ha'olam. Since it's already batal, there's no reason to Aser it. Learn it then tam bepashtus is aber nicht verstandig. Hamin olan. But if you learn bepashtus, what the Urayim is saying, since the Torah says it was already misbattle. How do you understand that? Min olan. From vanin is the hoichocha, as vayel haTorah is kira, is esa vaday oz misbattle. Just because the Torah mentioned it, how do you know that it was definitely misbattle? What's the achreich for that? How does he know that? Not only that, but they already asked in the Urayim and the Shchalos Tshuvos Chavos Yoreh and Siman Aleph that we find the Hedya, the Torah mentions of Avodah Zarah, that weren't misbattle min ha'olam, like in our parasha Baal Peor is in misbattle. So you see, it's not true. Mishnah Sanhedrin Samach Amid Beis Hapor Atzmo the Baal Peor. And there's a sugya there in the Gemara of Anachris Achatz, she goes to serve Baal Peor. You see that it still was being served. So that's a Maisa Listor to what the Urayim is trying to claim. And therefore we can say, Bekavonis HaYurayim Boifen Acher, that what he wants to say is as follows: the Kol Haskaras Avodah Zarah B'Torah Atzma, it definitely has a different gather then Haskara she'ein bashum iser. The whole Haskara of Avodah Zarah b'Torah Atzma is a different geder than a Haskara that has no iser. What do I mean? When it's written in the Torah, it's coming to mevatel the Avodah Zarah. The Torah is coming to mevatel the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, even a person who mentions it, we say that he's masquerade in the same way the Torah is masquerade, in such a way that's mevatel the chashivas of the Avodah Zarah. And there's no iser of haskara which gives it mamashus, because by this person vaday nisbatla, as we're going to explain. So by mentioning the Avodah Zarah in the Torah, it's not that it was mevatel b'foal, but that the Torah, by mentioning it, removes its chashivas. The Torah is trying to show that it's shtus. As der pshat nireim is, as the Avodah Zarah vaday nisbatla by dem yid, was jeder Eid ist doch mit seiner Amiti mekaim sein kolt sivuja teura. Was der Mantir? Kishem wie das was teura. Der Mant in Yanni Vishemas Abay Dezara ist doch das Eif zu Arois bringen. Als sei seinen Ephes vehevel vein bamoil mamish. Just like when the Torah mentions Abay Dezara. So first he says, when it says Badai Nisbatla, it means by that Jew. By that Jew wants to be Mekayim Tzivui HaTorah, it's Mizbatel. By the Jew who mentions it. Just like when the Torah mentions in Yanei V'Shemus of Avodah Zarah, it's in order to bring that they should show that it's Ephes Vehevel and they don't help at all and they have no Mamashus. Zeir Falshkeit und der Tals von die, was haben gedient die Avodah Zarah, the falsehood and the mistake they made in serving the Avodah Zarah. Our Reus bringen wie die Avodah Zarah hat nicht geholfen, die was haben ihr gedient. Oder, als das, was Eden haben gedient auf die Zarah, hat gebracht auf sie ein Einisch. We're trying to show that this Avodah Zarah didn't help when we served this Avodah Zarah. It says Avada Ta'am Kamosh. It's worthless. Oil Chamoav, Avadata Am Kamosh, it says in Chukas. Woe to you, Moav, you're destroyed, people of Kamosh. Or, not only doesn't it help, but that when the Jews serve Avodah Zarah, it brings an onesh. Like it says at the end of the parasha, Vayitzam Yisrael Baal Peor, and that brought a big magefa. So when the Torah mentions Avodah Zarah, it's to show that it doesn't help. Kumtois. As the Askar Shem of Avodah Zarah B'Torah bring Tevich U'Bitalach Shivas from their Avodah Zarah Adarabha. Thus is Madish Kem Sheger from Shal Avodah Zarah. So when the Torah mentions Avodah Zarah, it's being Mevatal Lach Shivas. It's showing that it's worthless. And so too is Al Derech Zeh by Aiden. Ven Er Dirmant Hashem Avodah Zarah Kosuv B'Torah. Is das behatoichen vir es kosuv batoira hevech achshivus mamoshus fun der avodah zarah. Az avodah zarah is by im vadain is batla uvimela, like the yireim is mamshich me oisoi tam shatoira maskeres oisa oif arois to bring in as di is efes onan rashoin laskira. So by Jews also, when a Jew mentions the shame of Avodah Zarah that's written in the Torah, he's saying it as it was written in the Torah, the opposite of the chashivas and the mamashos of the Avodah Zarah. This Avodah Zarah that the Torah brings and the Torah shows that it's garnish, it's nothing. So by that Jew, vaday nisbatla. And therefore, by the Jew, the Jew is showing that I'm mentioning what the Torah mentions. When the Torah mentions it, the Torah is showing that it's garnish, megarnish, megarnish. So I also believe it's garnish, and therefore I'm allowed to mention it. In other words, it's not an iser be'etzim to say the name of Avodah Zarah. It's like you get the cooties if you say it. It's going to bring something bad to you or something. No. Pshat is that by mentioning the name of Avodah Zarah, you give it chashivus. And if you mention the name of the Avodah Zarah written in the Torah, vada and ispadla, not that it doesn't exist anymore, but you're showing that it is no chashivus. Veishlomarz does this al derech umay ein dem din as motul as loitzitz b'avodah zarah. Val de askar shem avodah zarah in dem oifen brengt hefech hashivus l'avodah zarah fakert. Dermit is men mevazed the avodah zarah. When you mention the name of the zarah b'sloitzitzus, that you're misloitzitz, you make leitzanis from avodah zarah, so that's mutter. Because then you're taking away the chashivus of the avodah zarah. Al pizeh is euch verstandig was de balei atoisvus zogin as der iser askaris shem avodah zarah is dafka la adam avaloi lakadosh baruch hu. And based on this we can also understand what the balei atoisvus say, that their iser of askaris shem avodah zarah is dafka for a person and not for akadosh baruch hu. Ben in adam der mant hashem avodah zarah is dach ritzoinoi laskiro frat ven dem in ven das is askar litzoirech. Is there dermit machshiv the Avodah Zarah when a person mentions Avodah Zarah, especially if there's a tzarech to mention the Avodah Zarah? So with that, he's machshiv the Avodah Zarah. Avram Yitzhak HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nishkin art chas v'shalom for them toes for avodah zarah. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no room for this mistake of avodah zarah. So that's between man mentioning it and God mentioning it. When Hashem mentions it, so there's no room for the mistake that avodah zarah is mamashis. When man mentions it, he wants to mention it, especially if he does it letzorech and he says, "Oh, wait for me by this whatever, by this avodah zarah." He's giving it chashivas. When God mentions it, it's b'seder gamur. V'ad rabbi der toichen from them was der eibish der elokim emes zoktem shem avodah zarah der estatem toris emes. Der mit gufa verte avay dezaren is battle dibur vegili ms is mevatel the shayla fila kosol kadaitach from them shake from the avay dezara. The content of what the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim ms when he says the name of the avay dezara, or it's stated in Torah's ms, so that shows the avay dezara is battle. It's efes hevel havolim, nothing. When al derech ze is as by Eden, when dermant Hashem avodah zarah, so to a Jew, when he mentions the name of the avodah zarah that's brought in the Torah, un hat derbei masbir gevein as hatas gemekt ton vayelas is kasuv by Torah to lechor tzulivas dermant Hashem avodah zarah filu ven men megdas oibs is in dem nishkin toyelas v'tachlis. So a person mentions the name of the Avodah Zarah. Mentions the name of the Avodah Zarah written in the Torah. What's the point? What's the tachlis? So the explanation is the Ramayra was calling Yano is Torah had gizein a matzav be'olam was fodert bittel funda Avodah Zarah. It says nishnar ahetar muter lahanskir. Nor as is farana toy elas vitzorech in them. Zay dirman in the avodah zarah and vidas kara fun Torah. Bitl avodah zarah canal. So there is a toelis. What's the toelis? You're allowed to mention the avodah zarah because what you want to do is, you want to show that it's batel. That's why I call akum amuskeres b'tora mutter lahaskir shema. You want to show that it's batel. So therefore there's a toelis, because you're mentioning what the Torah mentions, and therefore your kavana is that, look, just like the Torah says it has no chashivas, I also think it has no chashivas. We were commanded to be Moche Shem Amalek. There's the chiyuv to be mashmid zaro, and there's also the chiyuv lashkiach shmo. And here we learn even the behemas of Amalek. Shloi Amalek niskar afilu al behema lomer behema zu mishal Amalek haisa. And we even find bizman hazeh when we say the name of Haman, da da da, we bang, we hit, we erase it. Sometimes he has his name. It says in the Beis Yosef. Menakshim atinokas ba'avonim o'beluchos eitz shebiyadam akosvabem shem haman uvana v'aydean nikva shem imchakim. So you have avonim, you have luchos, you have haman's name written down, and they bang on it and his name is erased. So then if we want to erase Amalek, why does this Korb keep talking about Amalek? And we are commanded zechor eitz asher asolach Amalek. So we have to say that zechira is l'shem zikaron. But we have to remember in order to erase his name. That's not Megeder Zechira. So we even write his name on Eitzim and Avonim in order to erase it. That's the Geder, to take away Tchashivas. So in our case also, the Azkarshim of a Zara is not Stam mentioning about a Zara. Torah is saying that they have no mamashus. And that's what also our Kavan is. Vadain is Batla. And that's what Bali Atosis meant when they said that Klapi Shmaya, there's no Isser. Because when a person mentions it, he's giving it Chashivas. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mentioning, he's not giving it Chashivas. And that's why the Amora we alluded to before in the Gemara searched out for a heter, seeked out to be maskir, the shame of Adazara, Ksuva B'Torah. He wanted Dafka to mention Avodah Ksuva B'Torah. So it's mutter, but what's the toelus of this Amora going after the Avodah that's written in the Torah to say it Dafka? The answer is he wants to be Mevatel its Chashivas. And that would explain why this parasha is called Parashas Balak. What a terrible name for a parasha. Lomaskina Bishmaya, we don't even want to mention the name of Rishayim. Why would you want to mention this name? The whole parasha is called after Balak. And the answer is that the whole reason we mention Balak is to erase Balak. To show that Balak tried to curse the Jewish people and he wasn't Matzliach. That brings to the shame Rishayim Yirkov by mentioning it. Not only that, but by you mention the name of this Rasha, and it brings greater brachas to Klal Yisrael. And more of a G'nai to Balak, because he tried to curse and we ended up being blessed. So that's the Yisod HaDvarim, that's possibly Pshat in the Yireim. That means it was Misbatel. Doesn't mean it was Misbatel before. But it means that it was Misbatel, that is, if it's written in the Torah, there's no Chashivas. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is allowed to mention it, Stamka, there's no Chashivas. But a human being can't mention Avodah Zarah's. If it's written in the Torah, he can. Because he's taking away the chashivas. As the Torah did. But to use it as a landmark, that he can't do. Because that gives it chashivas. Hashem came when HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions it, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions it, then here it doesn't have any chashivas because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that it's Ephes. And the Rebbe concludes, V'yesh lomar, as das is euch einer from the biurim, was nevuas bilam is from the nevuas in chumash, was red ba'ofen galui vegen achris hayamim, und the nevuah begin meshichin ve'kebrach lahalochin rambam. One of the few nevuas in chumash that talk about Mashiach. Look in Vayichi, Mem Tes Aleph, in Targum Onkelos, in Rashi. We don't have very much in the Chumash about Mashiach, but Bilam, yes. Achris Hayamim. Why? Vayal Einer Fundi, in Yonim Ikrim, was Velen Zich Oifton, be Achris Hayamim, is das was alle Umois, Oilam Velen Nisakein Veren, in an Oifen, as Anstatt zu nutzen, Zeir Toikef, Oif Shelet, sein Oif Yiden, Vetter Toikev Gufa genutzt werden auf Messeye sein Eden, Kamashe Neamar, Vayim Elochim, Oim Naich, Vesor Hussein, Menikoi Sayich. So until now, the Goyim are causing us problems. Lost in love with the Dafka, gonna help us serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not gonna be sholeit on us, they're gonna help us. Und der Reber ist das gekommen in Nevuas Bilam, was hat the selbe Minion, that's why it's in Nevuas of Bilam that has the same Minion. Also Atem Toikev Gufa sein Koich HaNevua mit welchen Balak, hat gewollt durchführen, dem Lachana Arali hat Bilam gemusst nutzen auf benching the Eden. They originally wanted a curse, and they ended up benching the Jews. And therefore it has to be part of Parshas Balak, that Balak wanted them to curse. And they ended up blessing. So elsewhere in the Parshas Balak, Tavshin Lamed Gimel, the Rebbe explains why it's called Parshas Balak and not Bilam. But you see this inyan, Balak was the, he came from him. Ma yoatz Balak, ma anayisoy Bilam. It started with Balak. Because the whole inyan of this Parsha of Mashiach, it's the same inyan. Trying to curse and ending up blessing. The guy trying to shter us, trying to impede us from our Avodas Hashem, and they end up helping us in our Avodas Hashem, blessing us. Und die Schleimus beseve am du zarem rutzonchem uvne necha rikarechem v'chor mechem v'atem kohanei Hashem tikru. In the end, the Goyim are going to be our shepherds, our farmers. You're going to be kohanim to Hashem. As Chazal tell us that melachtem nasis al yedei acherim, our work is going to be done by others. Vet zayin in der geulo amitis v'hashleima al yedei Mashiach tzidkenu b'karoiv mamish. And that's what's going to happen. Amir Tashem b'karoiv mamish when Mashiach comes. This was said Shabbos Parashas Balak in 1964. Tavshin Chof Dalet. So if Tavshin Chof Dalet is Bekarav Mamish, so certainly Tavshin Ayin Vav is Bekarav Mamish. We should see it in Hera V'Yameinu. Amen V'Yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.